Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series, I have been looking at the question, what is the Bible all about? In the first talk, I mentioned some things in general about the Word of God. I would like in this talk to get down to something specific about the Word of God. Really, the Bible is a library of books. There are 66 books in all, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. They were written by more than 40 authors, spanning a period of more than 1,600 years. And yet, while these people, of course, did not know each other, at least most of them didn't know the others, all were being led by God Himself to make certain records. We find that they are unified in what they teach. They are all consistent, even though these writers came from many different backgrounds. And the whole 66 books together claim to be the Word of God. The Bible has survived against all sorts of opposition, and it is the most published and best-selling book in the world. It has influenced literature, it has promoted social reform, it has shaped laws, and it has been the means of transformation of countless individuals' lives. It claims to be inspired. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And Peter, in his writings, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, he said, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So while the books of the Bible were written by many people, spanning a great deal of time, we believe that God inspired these people to write what they did write. And the Bible proves itself to be inspired, does that in several ways. For example, there is prophecy in the Bible, things predicted many years before they happened. But every prophecy that has been fulfilled to the letter, to the last word. As predicted in the Word of God, the things have happened. And that gives us great confidence that the prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled will similarly be fulfilled to the last letter. Sometimes people have tried to cast doubt on the Word of God, and as years have gone by, archaeological discoveries have proved time and time again the accuracy of the historical record of the Word of God. The Bible is accurate in its analysis of humanity, and it gives us confidence that it's accurate in its revelation of God Himself. I would like to read a portion to you from the New Testament, and I'm reading here from the Gospel of Luke, and I'll explain the context of it and then read from chapter 24, verses 33 to 47. The context is that Jesus had been crucified, and many of his disciples were very discouraged. They thought that everything that he had spoken about had come to nothing. And two of them, probably husband and wife, only one of them is named, he's called Cleopas, but probably he and his wife were just returning home to a village near Jerusalem called Emmaus, and as they were returning home, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And they got into conversation, and Jesus asked them, "Why are you looking so sad?" And they asked him, "Do you not know what has happened in recent days?" And they told him about the death of Jesus Christ. And they arrived at their home and they invited him in. And as they conversed more, and then as they were having a meal together and Jesus gave thanks, their eyes were opened and they knew that it was Jesus with them. He had risen from the dead. And it says that Jesus began at Moses and all the prophets and expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. While the Bible, as we saw in Talk 1, covers so many subjects, it is specifically wanting to tell us about Jesus Christ, and something about Jesus is contained in all the scriptures. As they realized that it was Jesus, he disappeared from their presence. And they set off and went back to Jerusalem, to where the disciples were. They went back to the 11 to tell them what had happened. And they said to them, "Our hearts burned within us as he talked with us by the way, and as he opened the scriptures to us, as he explained what the Bible is all about and what it does." And now I'm reading from verse 33. "So they rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon.' And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how Jesus was known to them in the breaking of bread. Now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them." Jesus appeared to his disciples several times after his resurrection. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." This was Jesus Christ in his risen, exalted body. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." At that time, they only had the Old Testament, and the Jews divided the Old Testament into three. There was the law, the first five books of the Bible written by Moses. Then there were the prophets, and then there were just what they called the writings, the other writings, and they sometimes referred to them as the Psalms. But Jesus took the Bible as they had it, took the scriptures as they had it, and started to explain to them what it was all about, why they had been given the scriptures. All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And in very simple terms, that's what I'm trying to do now, to give an understanding of what the Bible is all about. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And while the scriptures cover so many subjects, they are specifically about Jesus Christ. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Jesus said the Bible was written for you to understand why I have come to the earth. Jesus Christ came to die for your sins and for mine. And now the gospel is preached to us. Now we can repent of our sins and have them forgiven. We can be prepared for heaven itself. We can be born again. We can be saved. We can be assured of a place in heaven. As I said in the first talk, the Bible reveals to you how you can get the most out of this life and how you can prepare yourself for the life that is to come and get the most out of it. The Bible is a remarkable book, teaching us things we could not learn in any other book, but specifically teaching us about Jesus Christ, about his sacrifice on our behalf, about our need of forgiveness, about the judgment that is to come, and about the heaven that God wants you and wants me to be in eternity with him. May the Lord bless these thoughts to your hearts.